are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall, Queen's University campus. We have a special community takeover here today, a new campus group, the Queen's Black Sister Society. I have three members of the club here with me today. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
So, hi, my name is Rachel. I am the first co-president of QBSS.
I'm Deborah. I'm the second co-president of QBSS.
I'm Aaliyah, and I am in charge of the social media.
Awesome. Well, welcome to the studio today. Great to have you here. So you mentioned this is a relatively new group. Do you want to give listeners a bit of a sense of who you are and what you do? What is the Queen's Black Sister Society?
So I can start off with a bit of a spiel. We started in the year of 2023 to 2024, I believe. Mm-hmm. And then we went on a bit of a hiatus last year. And so we're back on track this year. It first started with just a couple of us from our friend group who noticed a need for community within the greater Queens community, amongst Black women specifically. And because we were all Black women in the club, we were like, why not just open our friend group up to everybody? So that's kind of where the idea stemmed from. And it's kind of grown and bloomed into this beautiful thing. And this year we've took a different approach of hiring a whole bunch of new girls from all over Queens, from all over the facilities. So the last time we started the club, we kind of geared towards health studies because most of our exec team was in health science. But now because we have so many different girls and so many different faculties, we're broadening up, I would say. And yeah, I feel like what we are kind of committed to is just building community, and I don't want to call it trauma bonding, but kind of that, because, you know, exploring a new city on your own is a very tough challenge, and looking different from everybody around you makes it even tougher. So Queen's Black Sister Society is a way to kind of put an ease to that stress and show people that they're not the only ones going through navigating a different safe space, you know.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like it's grown a lot very organically, which is cool. Obviously, there's an interest in the group. How many members do you have right now?
Ooh, good question.
Are we going to talk about, like, just the exec team, or are we talking about general members?
That's a good question. Right now, I feel exec team has about 20
people. Yeah, it's about 20. Amazing.
Yeah. And we do have a general membership form that's open to everyone. We currently only have about 5 general members, but because we still haven't really thrown any events yet, there is still more to come. Yeah. We're still kind of like, it's very word of mouth, I will say. Yeah. So, but we are open to more people. Absolutely. So
check out our Instagram, Queens Black Sisters, and go into our link tree and we have that form. Mm-hmm.
Well, hopefully this helps get the word out a little bit more too. We will be talking about a bunch of stuff today, but we also are going to be playing some music. So you've sent me an amazing playlist here. Do you want to introduce maybe 3 songs to get us started today?
Oh.
Okay. I can go first as one of the songs. I'll go with Bliss by Tyla.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'll put in my song. I've been listening to this on repeat. It's called Blaxploitation by No Name, and it's a banger, I will say.
Okay. And I think I'm gonna pick Shea Butter Baby by Ari Lennox and J. Cole.
That's a good choice.
We'll listen to those tunes and then we'll be back momentarily. And we are back. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. Today in studio, we have 3 members of the Queen's Black Sister Society. Do you want to introduce yourselves again really quick? Just give our names so listeners know who they're hearing from.
Hi, I'm Rachel.
I'm Deborah.
And I'm Aaliyah.
All right. So we were just talking about the beginning of the group, and then it took a bit of a pause. Now it's back, and it seems like it's bigger, it's expanding. Do you want to talk about some of the goals of your group? I know you talked about solidarity and sisterhood on campus.
Yeah.
But what are you hoping to do with this group? And I guess in talking with us today, who are you trying to reach out to and what do you want to tell them?
Well, I can kind of answer those because this kind of stems from when I was in first year, because mm-hmm. you know how we met. I didn't see any Black people on my floor because I lived in Waldron. And basically, I got to know people from going to the cafeteria, but there was no, like, black clubs that specialized in like sisterhood, and I kind of like watched Girlfriends growing up.
Yes.
And I kind of wanted that kind of like experience in my life, minus the toxicity. But it was very much, I wanted to have that kind of like compressed sisterhood. I didn't even have that type of like environment growing up either. So it's kind of like for the younger black women on campus to like get together and like kind of have that solidarity. But also, I've recently noticed that it's a lot more cliquey.
Mm.
Yeah, definitely.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you find like one or two people and then you stick to that group specifically. And you don't even like want to talk to other people at that point. So having that club that brings you all together and having these activities that you can do really harmless, mm-hmm. harm reduction, having those really formative bonding moments, you really like take that into your adulthood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I also kind of wanted to add, as somebody who's like, it's like my first time on this club. I remember hearing about this club back in first year when they had kind of started up. And I remember I was playing intramurals, like just basketball. And one of the members, she kind of came up to me after and she was like, hey, like, join this club. It's so fun, whatever. And I was like, oh, like, this is so nice. Because like in first year, and I'd say even now, I'm now kind of building a friend group. So it's definitely something that I was kind of excited to be a part of. Hence why I decided to apply and join the team this year. And so definitely it is, I feel like it's really cliquey. Like when I was in first year, like, yes, there was a decent amount of black clubs. But it's like if you go to these clubs, like everybody already has their groups and they kind of like look at you. And I feel like if I were to come in and kind of speak to you, everybody's kind of like, They kind of look at you weird, but it's like you just want to be friends. Like you just want friends. And so I feel like this club, like that's the purpose, just to break that. Anybody's welcome. Anybody can hang. Whatever.
Yeah. Especially because making friends in your adulthood is,
I was
like
about to say that. I feel
very
like
hard.
Making friends when you grow older is just, it's awkward, you know? Like when you're younger, it's kind of just, you run up to this child and you're like, let me play with you. And I'm like, sure. Mm-hmm. But and as an adult, you kind of have to relate to someone. You have to grow that relationship first before you actually can call them your friend. And once you get into university, like you guys were mentioning, you kind of find that one, two people that fit that criteria and you're like, okay, I'm done. Like, I don't want to continue looking for people, but
especially like if you're in an environment like this, mm-hmm. where you don't see people who look like you.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to say this is the elephant. This school is very white.
It is. It is.
And
it is.
Honestly, like I have my white friends, but also I want to cherish having those relationships with black women specifically.
And I'm so glad you bring that up, Rachel, because when I was also applying to Queens, I so almost didn't go to Queens just for the aspect of it being a PWI. Like, I was between Western and Queens. I feel like it's always between Western and Queens.
Or McMaster.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, other than that.
But I was between Western and Queens, and I was like, okay, I have always wanted to go to Queens because Queens is a very renowned school, but I still had that fear coming from Toronto that I wouldn't see people like me and I wouldn't be able to fit in. And I remember going to my mom and being like, Mom, I really don't know what to do. Like, I'm really confused. And she's just like, if you are in a space where you don't see people like you, the best solution to that is to be the person that you see like yourself. You know, like, you create that space that you don't see. And I remember her saying that everyone who has this decision of like, oh, am I going to go to Queens, but is feared by the aspect of there not being black people at Queens is adding to the problem of there not being black people at Queens, you know? So if you have this fear of, oh, I'm going to go to Queens and I'm not going to see that many people, then you should be the person that wants to be that solution and to create that change. And I feel like that's kind of where QBSS stems from, the fact that we see a problem and we're not just like, we'll just let that solve itself, you know? Like, I'm just going to stay in my bubble. We kind of just want to break that cycle of sheltering ourselves and instead reach out and offer that safe space. So
I love what you're saying about friendship. I mean, not only is it harder to make friends, but the fact that you're making friends and reaching out to people, that it's not just med society or law society, mm-hmm. or AMS, you're welcoming people from across campus, which I think is an important and valuable experience in itself too. Getting that diversity of views and perspectives, and even who's really stressed out at one time versus another, and the ability to support each other because you're not all in the same program.
Yeah.
tear your hair out at the same time, right? So I'm going to get some more questions shortly, but you want to introduce three more songs? I see the phone's coming out.
I got to get on my personal playlist for this, because I got to give y'all some real...
real bangers.
Yeah. Real bangers? I just bring up K-pop at this point.
Yeah, go for it. For me, I'll go with When I See You by Fantasia.
Nice. I'm going to go Lion by Little Sims.
And I'm going to go Pang Black Girls by Georgia Smith.
And we're back again with the Queen's Black Sister Society, QBSS. Can you remind folks what your Instagram handle is again?
Queen's Black, Black Sister Society. There you go.
All one word.
I want to pick up on you were talking about wanting to make a group that wasn't cliquey. So what are you doing? What activities or plans or events do you have coming up? How do you want to get out and reach out to people and get them involved?
Yeah, absolutely. So our first event that's coming up really soon in the next week or so is going to be our mixer. And what that is aimed for is we primarily want to reach out to first year students for this because we know how hard it is being in first year and not really knowing who to look to or where to turn. So we want to introduce the first years to the club to give them the resources that they need. But in the future, we also plan on hosting things like karaoke nights. In the past, we have done a Mask by Midnight masquerade party. So we also do social events, but we also do more constructive events like building exercises. So I remember in January 2024, we held, what's that thing that you do?
It was a collage making.
Yeah.
For the mood boards.
Are those what they're called? Like the mood boards?
The New Year mood boards.
Yes, New Year resolutions. So we did those mood boards to get everyone into the mindset of, not New Year, new me, but you know, the mindset of, oh, you know, I want to grow and I want to become this person. And we created an atmosphere where we were supporting people to become the grown person that they want to become. So we gear to academics, we gear to social enjoyment, we gear to growth and rehabilitation. So we're kind of all over the board, I think.
Yeah, and I guess like that's where the podcast also ties in. Like we also want to do this podcast would be like a monthly type of episode where like every month it's a different topic, like different hosts, etc., different people. And so like, for example, there could be one episode where it's like geared towards first years and kind of our personal experiences about first years, like advice we could give to you about first years. And another one could be like your experience on campus as a Black sister or something along those lines. So essentially, yeah, we're like you said, we're all over the place. So
yeah. We're a little bit for everybody. Eclectic bunch.
Yes, that's a good way to describe it.
So if someone wants to get involved, as you said, you have a link tree there. People can fill out the form. What can they expect? Can they come say hi? I mean, it's a huge exec, so there's lots of people that they can talk to. If they're feeling nervous, though, what advice might you give for coming to one of your events?
DM us.
Yeah, I was actually about to say the same thing. Literally just send us a DM. Like, we are a very casual group, yeah. I want to say. I feel like we're very laid back, so we're not the type where you have to email us and then we'll respond in 2 to 3 business days or whatever. You can literally just send us a quick DM and be like, hey, I literally have no friends and I'm kind of nervous about coming to your event. And we will, I feel like I would be very much willing, and a lot of the other girls in the team will be willing to meet you where you are and walk with you 100%. Or do anything to support you, because that is what the aim of the club is to make you feel comfortable where you're at and get you to a space where you find like-minded people who also make you feel comfortable. And so we're willing to do anything we can to help you get to that point.
We're also thinking of reopening a mentor-mentee program with us. So stay tuned for that.
The advice I'd give is probably like, just come, like don't be afraid. Like I remember in first year, I didn't go to a single event because I was afraid of going alone and being like, I have nobody to look to or talk to. But if I look back at things, like I think I would have just gone alone and I think I would have been just fine. Even this year in my third year, I'm still like trying to go to events alone. And I found that it's honestly like really fun. It's fine. People are welcoming. And I'm just going to like do my part and try my best and not just kind of stand in a corner. Like I'll try to socialize. And if they don't like me, like, that's your fault. It's not a me problem. Exactly. So at least I tried. So I definitely say like try to just come out. Try to be out there because I like wish I would have done that a little bit more.
Yeah, it can definitely be hard. It's a big campus.
Yeah.
It's hard when you feel like you're just seeing a lot of strangers, but that's the benefit of being involved in something like this.
Yeah.
And did you each want to just talk a little bit about what's been the best part of being part of this group for you?
Oh, that's a great question.
Yeah. Okay, I guess I could go first. I'd say definitely like getting more friends and being finally a part of a community. I'm super excited to formally meet the whole exec team. You know, we have an exec social where we're just all going to come to like one person's house or something and just kind of cook, like be around each other, have that whole sisterhood. Having more friends, broadening my social life, because I guess like, ever since I came to Queens, I've kind of like shut out that social aspect. Mm-hmm. Whenever I tell my friends like, oh, I'm afraid to do this, like, I'm afraid to do that, but they're like, back in high school, and I was like, yeah, back in high school, like that was a time. But like, once I got here, for some reason, I just felt so vulnerable. And I felt like I can't talk to anybody because like, I'm afraid of what they'll say or what they'll think of me. And so I always felt very reserved. So, you know, I feel like joining clubs is a good way to start making friends. And so joining this, I was like, I'm just going to sign up. If I get in, I get in. And if not, oh well. And once I got in, I was very happy because, yeah, just the friends aspect for me, like the social aspect. And also being out more, like being out of the home.
I agree. I think I second that. It's just the fact of not being lonely anymore because I feel like when you're away from home, you can isolate yourself a lot, and I tend to do that where if I don't have to reach out to people, I won't really, which is such a bad habit. But you know, having a club and being able to look at like-minded people who have the same feeling of loneliness and want to fix that, it just feels so much more comforting knowing that you're not really going through the battle that you're going through alone. And I feel like that's kind of where QBSS stemmed from as well. We kind of all realized that we were fighting the same battle, and we're like, wait, why don't we just fight this battle together? I remember when me and Rachel were going through the interview process and we were reading the applications, I was literally crying because one of the questions was to describe what your experience has been at Queens and what you kind of aim to get out of the club. And there were so many girls who were coming out and talking about how they have been struggling at Queens and how grateful they were for an opportunity to be part of something like this. So just knowing that we're a part of a community that is aimed at furthering the advancement of Black women in a society that doesn't really care much about it is just such an uplifting, and it's a great thing that I'm so grateful to be able to do.
I'm just grateful for the opportunities that we get, especially because I third this statement of feeling lonely in this school. All of my friends actually have graduated, Luth, me and Dem were still like one of the two people from the original friend group who remained close. And honestly, it's really nice to have that sisterhood.
Absolutely.
And like bringing other people into it, it's just very building of organic type relationships. But you're getting to know the younger generation and the generation after that and the generation after that. I just want to bring those people together instead of just like having our separate generations.
Yeah, like just to build on that, I remember in our first year, there was like no Black people. When I tell you guys, every single Black person on campus fit in one group chat. So we were all using one singular group chat to talk about like what the events were going on campus, and just seeing that grow to what it is now where there is the privilege of having cliques. Like obviously cliques, they're not ideal, but the fact that we're able to have those cliques now, I feel like it's a great thing, but it's a thing that things like QBSS are meant to act as that bridge with those cliques and connect them. So yeah, I'm very happy that QBSS is around, and I'm happy to see where it goes, and I'm happy to see it grow further and expand.
We'll come back for a couple of more minutes of chatting, but I want to get a few more song requests in from you before we wrap things up here.
Okay, I'm going to go with Fantasy by Kali Uchis and Dawn Tyliver.
I'm going to go with Woman Commando by Ira Starr and Anita.
Okay, I'm going K-pop today. We're going to be doing Ghost by Stray Kids.
Nice. I laugh because I know someone who's obsessed with Stray Kids. My very excited. Stay.
Stay stand up.
We are back. We've been chatting with three of the members of the Queens Black Sisters Society here. Getting near the end of this episode, it's been such a great chat. I can understand why you want to have a podcast because I think this is such a natural conversation. Do you want to tease maybe a little bit more about that? People should check out your social media to find out when that's coming out.
Ooh, yes.
Yes, 100%. You know, things are kind of going in the right direction. I'd say like things are doing well. So yeah. I'd say like, honestly, like you could expect the first first episode by the end of November. Like,
exactly.
I'm, yeah. Like,
very much sooner rather than
exactly,
later.
Like, things are getting, because we were thinking like, okay, like it's a good idea, but maybe we could start like fresh second semester. Mm-hmm. But like, seeing the way things are going, we're able to get like the tech help and all that. Like, I'd say like, why not start now if we have the chance to? We'll probably like create a forum where like, if you want to be featured on an episode.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
You can fill it out and you know, you'll be selected.
And I think that's the beauty of what the podcast is going to become. The fact that we're opening up not just to the exec team, but to the greater community to also share their opinions. Because everybody's journey is so special and so unique. And especially being a Black woman at Queens, it's like, girl, you're going through it. You're going through it. And we want to hear from you, you know, and we want to hear how we can support that. So the podcast will be a tie of so many different stories that will kind of connect into one big cry for help. No, not cry for help. But, you know, it'll be a good time. It'll be a great,
great
time.
It'll be a cry for help that's answered.
Exactly.
With social support.
Yes.
Do you have any final words? Anything else you want to add? Any advice for people that are listening?
I want to say, regardless of who you are or where you come from, just remember that you are not alone. Even if you do feel alone, there are a lot of other people who are probably like, I'm alone. And they are in the same exact boat.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of taking that step and finding those people, you know? So don't be afraid to take that step. Although it is very scary, it is so worth it and it will reward you in so many ways.
I'd also like to say, like, social media is fake. So
yes!
If you're, like, seeing TikToks of all these, like, first years are having fun, whatever.
It's a lie.
It's a lie most of the time. So don't feel like, damn, it's too late for me to find this. Like, no, it's never too late. I feel like I was one of those back in high school. I was always, like, posting and all that. But, like, deep down, like, I'm struggling. So it's all a lie.
And I was one of those, like, first years who were actually, like, I was going out almost too much. Actually, definitely too much because I failed most of my classes in first year. There are first years who go out a lot, but it's not in the way that you would think. Not like, I'm trying to think of the High School Musical as, it's not like Euphoria or something like that. It's not going to be the best thing ever.
Yeah.
And just because you didn't do it in first year does not mean that you can't do it the rest of your years. So
there's plenty of time, so no worries.
Yes,
don't stress.
Exactly.
Especially my old age.
You're geriatric.
I feel very geriatric, actually. But honestly, if you speak to your neighbor now, talk to them.
Yes, like, amen.
Talk to whoever you can. You only live once. YOLO.
YOLO for real.
100%. Just don't be afraid. And like I always say, if they don't like you, if they don't really cherish your company, at least you tried.
Exactly.
Move on to the next person.
Who cares? Yeah,
exactly.
Like, that's a them problem.
You'll find them. For
exactly.
Yes. I've talked to a couple groups now, and it seems like a common thread is like balance.
Yes.
Solidarity and the fact that we all have this facade that everything's fine and it's okay to not be okay, as cliche as that is. But if you're not, it's knowing that there are things out there. And it sounds like this is a fantastic opportunity for people across campus to connect, to find people that they can do an art project with, sing some bad karaoke, karaoke, socialize. So when is your mixer that's coming up?
So we're still in the process of booking. So the date is to be determined, but it will be either next week, so the last week of October, or the first week of November.
So. Most likely the first week of November, because next week is Halloween.
Yeah, gives
that's
people
true.
A chance
that's
to
true.
Recover a
yes.
little bit. Stay tuned for that. Check out social media. Finally, just one big, huge thank you again to Queens Black Sister Society for joining
us
at the university.
Yes.
I wish you all the best.
Thank you.